Current Era: The Great Entrance and the Abrupt Interruption, 1964 to 1980. My name is Sunday. I am a person, not a day. Several months ago, I would have said I was an extra cool person with lots of self-confidence, but that was then, and that's very far from now. Anyway, do you know I have a friend who, just by looking at you, is able of telling you how many kilos of self-confidence or ambition you possess? Yes, it's true. Such a person exists. His name is Andonis, and I haven't jumped him, or going to, because real friends aren't for jumping, as people who possess more than 10 kilos of common sense know. How many kilos of common sense you've got? Regardless of your answer, I must add that Andonis is also capable of converting your kilos into pounds without using a calculator, or any other computational device for that matter. He could look at you and automatically be able to tell you how much self-confidence, ambition, common sense you possess, and to what measure you have been trained to comprehend that amount. Of course, he would say nothing. Why? Because knowing that amount means knowing the self, which might be a pretty scary thing, and Andonis doesn't like scaring people who don't know. I wish I could introduce you to Andonis right away, but first, I gotta talk about me. Secondly, about my happily brief past. Thirdly, about the ordinary day of the unordinary event, and then the present scatological situation. So let's start from the start. Me. I am a female with pretty boobs. We'll get to the BS later on. I am also the only offspring of my parents, which makes me luckier, prettier, smarter, and cooler than other offspring who have to share their prettiness, smartness, and coolness with brothers and sisters. I was born to excel and raised to believe I could do so easily and smoothly. My mama comes from a seriously loaded family, the Caligá family. My baba comes from exactly the opposite side. And because of this unfair distribution of wealth, I grew up in a not-so-loaded family, in other words, with micro-major economic problems. Of course, that's my personal view of the matter, because mama still believes that money doesn't buy happiness, only rents a portion of it, and those who depend on rent end up homeless. Anyway, one thing is sure, that my parents lacked desirable dough. And I said lacked and not lack, because currently there is much more around, which is certainly a grand thing for me, who I am an expert in maneuvering it successfully, endlessly, and contentedly. But before settling into the current situation, I gotta give you a brief history from the early happy period of my life. The first 15 years, 11 months, and 17 days. So get ready. That was the time I had a pretty easy drachmalist life, filled with respect, pride, family support, and a dozen other things of the same category. I was living in an earthly version of paradise, and on top of that entire domestic lottery, I was granted an extra cool yaya, my baba's mama, officially known as Yaya Number One. Note that baba's baba, my papu, and famously known as my almost full-time drunk papu, was in the great heavens, totally dead. My mama's parents were excused. They had announced their declaration of independence from being mama's parents the day after mama left the mega Caligá aristocratic mansion. And when I arrived, about 9 months later, they were already unpleasant history. So those were the days that mama was an official poor but respectful mama, and spent most of her daily hours working in the mini megastore she owned, which was named after her, Chrysa. Also stands for gold in my premium tongue, Greek. Chrysa, the store, was most of the time packed with ladies, and Chrysa, my mama, was most of the time running around helping them. Each day of the week, except Sunday, one Chrysa was inside the other and kept busy and happy,